Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Over the last three decades, Brazilians have become one of the largest immigrant groups in Massachusetts. Experts say the Brazilians have come in waves, beginning in the 1980s because of economic and political crises in Brazil. And now local activists say a new influx is underway. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
A 36-year-old Brazilian woman who identifies herself only as WR for fear of government retribution says that after years of abuse at the hands of her husband, fleeing Brazil was her only choice.
Tem que vir, ou vem, ou fica, ou vem ou morre.
Facing death from hunger or violence, she and her 9-year-old son went to Mexico, planning to apply for asylum at the U.S. border. Her understanding of the experience of migrating to the United States is based on that of earlier generations of immigrants. But the landscape is different today. Instead of being released as her claim proceeded, WR and her son were placed in a Texas detention facility in separate cells. 2 days later, her son was taken away, and she wouldn't see him for another month and a half.
Ele está bem traumatizado, porque...
He's very traumatized. He experienced domestic violence for years. I had told him that we had to move because that would never happen in this new country. Then suddenly they came and took him away from his cell like he was merchandise. And nobody told me anything.
WR says the pain was beyond words. She cried constantly and had trouble sleeping the entire 45 days. The Trump administration eventually stopped separating families, but many of the children remain in custody. With the help of advocates in the Boston area, WR sued the administration. The government released her son before the judge could make a decision. The two are part of a new wave of Brazilian immigrants that local activists, attorneys, and researchers say have come over the past 3 years. According to the Brazilian consulate in Boston, there are 350,000 Brazilian nationals in Massachusetts, Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont. It's hard to say exactly how many have come over the last couple years, but the most recent data show the arrest of Brazilians on immigration issues nearly doubling from 2015 to 2016. Experts say it's tied to three crises unfolding at once in Brazil: an economic downturn, a political crossroads, and widespread violence, all in a country that just a few years ago promised to be a model for the developing world. At Esquinas Lanches in Somerville, the cooks run rainbows of tropical fruit through blenders.
Bom, meu nome é João Santos.
The spot is owned by João Santos, who's also an auto mechanic who came to the U.S. almost 20 years ago.
90% das pessoas que estão vindo agora são de pessoas que têm mais poder aquisitivo no Brasil.
Santos estimates that 90% of the new Brazilians are white-collar, with more education and more money, and they're less willing to do manual labor, like the earlier waves of Brazilian immigrants. He says they're more likely to sell their businesses back home and buy houses here. That analysis resonates with a local activist with a PhD in sociology, Natalicia Tracy, executive director of the Brazilian Worker Center.
They move into the suburbs and somehow they tend to be more Portuguese-looking, German, class, money, they blend in. So that's why we haven't heard of a lot of Brazilians.
But we're hearing about them now. Tracy says that since President Trump began his policy of separating families, her office has been working to reunite a dozen families now based in Massachusetts, and she's heard of dozens more in the area. She says Trump's crackdown on immigration is shaking many Brazilians' perception of what America is about. But for WR, the mother separated from her 9-year-old for 45 days, it was worth it to come to the U.S., even with all they've been through and now a highly uncertain path to asylum.
Eu creio que ninguém agora vai maltratar meu filho vai poder ir para escola.
After all they've experienced, now she feels no one will mistreat her son. He'll be able to go to school, have his own bed, and get the love and affection that comes only with family. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.